Africa who could just, they play the drum and they can just dance and do whatever music to it. It's some type of musical communication mm-hmm. that we have. It's a musical feeling. You know, music is the universal communication. That's what music is. Music communicates in all languages.
I couldn't agree with you more.
Yes.
I've done shows on that.
Yes.
Music, you know, music is a healing. It's inspiring. And look, I'm telling you what, it goes to the soul, the gut. Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah. There has been some cases reported that women who are around music who are pregnant, that the child comes out with this inclination of music. I mean, it's just something about it.
It's no accident, brother.
Young, you know. And I love it.
And we just got past the first song, Waymaker.
I do.
Man, and this is fascinating. And then we're going to come back because there's more to that, this story.
The sugar daddy. Absolutely.
Absolutely with the sugar daddy. Y'all. We're going to talk about that.
I got a testimony.
Oh, yes. Yes, we certainly do. All right. On the other side.
Baby, that dress you have.
How about this one?
This really showing off your body. You got me tempted, girl.
Man.
I don't want to act like this, baby. You're full of temptation. I just can't help myself. I've got to have your love. I know you see me gazing at your chest in that sexy tight dress. Girl, you so stacked in the back. You'll make a man get off track. I won't disrespect you. I'm not trying to act like this, baby.
You're full of temptation.
I want your love. I need it right now. I don't want to act like this, baby. You're full of temptation.
You're full of temptation.
I just can't help myself. I just want you so badly. Walking like that, your trunk is moving from side to side, hanging on your back. If I could take you home and have you to myself all alone, I'll give you what you need. I'm not trying to act like this, baby. You're full of temptation. Just can't help myself. Baby, I need you. I'm not trying to act like this, baby.
I'm not trying to act like this, baby.
You're full of temptation. Baby, your face and legs is a match. You got a perfect chest and a dress. Come here, you're going to be mine. Your love is going to be mine. Come on, girl. I'm not trying to act like this, baby.
I'm not trying to act like this, baby.
You're full of temptation.
You're full of temptation.
I just can't help myself. I want to have what I see. Please give it all to me.
I want to have what I see.
I just can't fight what I feel. I need me some love that is real. I just can't help myself. You got what I need. Baby, I won't act like this.
right. Hey, we are back. We are back. We are back. Hey, Monday Night Madness, Studio W, The Buzz. That last jam, that was Captain Jack.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Captain Jack.
Now,
which would be here, which it's amazing you said that, because Captain Jack would be here Wednesday, the 29th, the Wednesday after Thanksgiving on Culture Excellence.
I like Captain Jack. We was at the Jackson Music Awards together. I love Captain Jack. Good dude.
Yeah. Well, let's get back to you, my friend.
Okay.
We were talking about growing up, and everything seemed to be going great, right? You're playing instruments and things like that. But there was a turn at some point.
Yeah.
In time. And so I want you to tell the audience what happened. As much as you want to, you know, expose and how it changed your life.
Well, see, with me, I have nothing to hide or nothing to be ashamed of or nothing of that nature. It's the people that is not confident in themselves who find the ability to want to criticize and put down others, which it doesn't even bother me. So, at an early age, one of the biggest things I did with that strayed from the path of righteousness is that I became a gang member out of Los Angeles, South Central Los Angeles. I became a gang member. And at an early age, at the age of 16, I did the unthinkable. I began to smoke crack cocaine. That crack cocaine had destroyed a prominent career, because at age 14, I was working for Stevie Wonder at KJLH Radio as an intern and as a program director's intern, carting up news, music, and everything. And that's how I actually got my start, from working with one of the pioneers of radio by the name of Hal Jackson. And then I went from Hal Jackson to Stevie Wonder at KJLH in Los Angeles. And I learned the radio game. I knew how to, even at a young age, write and create commercials. I knew how to go on air. You know, I've been on the air for the first time. I think I was 15 when Stevie Wonder, the mayor, and some of the local activists had a meeting, and they left the little young 15-year-old the man the airwaves, and I did exactly that. I went on there, and they were shocked and surprised. So by doing that, eventually the drugs won out. I began to, you know, lose respect for myself, began to steal from family and friends, and it just went all downhill, you know. It was a very shameful factor in my life that, you know, it caused a lot of heartaches and pain. I did not reach my full potential because of the drug addiction and doing crazy stuff. So I got older, and I still continue to mess up. And when I turned 23 years old, what was interesting, I'm going to show you how good God is. That's what a weightlifter always say. At age 23, I was with some friends out there getting high, did something stupid, and we robbed a lady. Now, I wasn't an active participant, but I was in the back seat, so I was considered as an accessory. We robbed a lady, and one of the biggest things I remember is that when we robbed her, she had a chain and a necklace, the little charm on her thing that said, "Try God." And I watched, I was high, I've been up all night, I'm tired, I'm sleeping. I watched one of my partners in the car snatch that chain from her neck. And when he snatched that chain from her neck, I knew it was all going to be bad. I knew it was going to be bad. Oh my goodness. When he snatched that chain, I felt it seemed like I got sober all of a sudden, because I said, "We're going to jail for that. That's one of God's child. We're going to jail." So lo and behold, two or three blocks later, here come the helicopter and everybody. I go to jail. They sentenced me to 24 years in prison. So 24 years in prison in California is halftime. I had to do halftime. I had to do 12 years. But while I was incarcerated, I did something else stupid. I got caught with weed and marijuana in a California state prison. And when I got caught with that marijuana, they sent me back to court and gave me 25 years to life. I had received a life sentence for a handful of marijuana. They gave me, California, they have a law called the three strikes law. So they gave me a life sentence. Yes. a life sentence. I was in prison, life sentence. And I said, oh, it felt like everything was just over with. It felt like my life was ending. It's like at that particular time, I had lost so many people to pass away. My aunts, my mom, my great grandmother, close friends, neighbors that raised me. And it's like, it seemed like it was just a miserable thing for me. I just didn't give a damn whether I lived or die. You know, it was, I participated in gang riots where, I cut people's throat for being child molester. I got into racial riots. It was horrible. And then when they gave me that life sentence, I just didn't care. And then I remember one time I was in a group and the group said, one of the guys there, so I said, man, how did you do it? He says, look, man, he says, in order for change to come, he said, if you don't like the way you look, if you don't like the way you feel, if you don't like the way you're acting, he said, you have to change the way you think. And I says, whoa, he hit me with it. And I never thought about that, that the thinking process is the foundation of everything that you want to do. It's planning to prepare to be better or planning to prepare to be worse and lose it. So as a result of that, I thought about that. I started to have hope. I said, you know what? I ain't killed nobody. I ain't did nothing. But they gave me the same sentence that they give people who kill people. So I said, oh, my goodness. So while my friends there who had life sentence, while they chose to engage in homosexual activities, while they chose to engage in just lifting weights, what I did was I earned 6 college degrees while I was in prison. I earned 6. I got a degree in business. I got a degree in law. I have a degree in sociology. I have a degree in social behavior sciences, American studies, and arts, and arts and humanities. In addition to that, I had 2 books published. One book was about my life called Crack Dreams. And the other one is called The Criminal Law Cookbook. And it's just 100 of you everyday recipes. And I said to myself, I believe that the law and everything was going to change. I just knew it. I believed it in my heart that it was going to change. And by the grace of God, they said that, wait a minute, we're giving too many people, there are more people in jail with life sentences who has not killed anybody than there are people who had. I had a nonviolent offense. My crime was only possession of about a handful of marijuana. But the fact that I did it in prison sort of make it a little bit different, but still, I ain't killed nobody. You give me all this time for nothing. So by the grace of God, the law changed. The law changed and I was able to get out. And one of the biggest endeavors I had was that I was interviewed by Aaron Moriarty. Mm. I made national news, national television. I was the poster boy for this. You know, here it is. I completed all the programs, the AANA, anger management, conflict resolution, Kairos. I did everything because I needed to have an opportunity to better myself, to be a better person than what I was. So. They said, oh man, you ain't gonna make it. You gonna get out there. You ain't gonna do nothing. So first place I did when I got out of jail, I worked for NBC. I was an editorial assistant for the number one news reporter at NBC in Los Angeles. And at the same time, I went back to work for Stevie Wonder, you know, doing live broadcast, doing all kind of stuff. I mean, it's just something. It kept me active and it kept me focused on things. And then I left, California and I moved to Louisiana to take care of my grandmother. My grandmother is my mom's mother. My mom had several sisters and brothers and it seemed like nobody gave a damn about my grandmother. So I took it upon myself. I said, I left NBC, I left KGLH radio, and I left there and I moved to Louisiana to take care of my grandmother. I did okay for a little while. I did okay. You know, I was attending University of Louisiana at Monroe. It's called ULM. And I was obtaining me a degree in general management. Never had a chance to finish. I had a cancer scare, which I thought was horrible. I had blood in my stool, and I thought that I was going to die. And that was the devil talking to me, and that was the catalyst that I used to start back getting high. And I started back getting high again, back on crack again, doing stupid stuff, you know, burglarizing and stealing from people. It just got bad. And when my grandmother passed away, it just really just killed me, you know. Well, actually, she didn't pass away then. She went back to California and it left me like I was there all by myself alone in an area, small town that didn't nobody even know about me. And it was painful, but I mean, I endured. They say man's hardest task in life is to make a positive decision. And I made a decision to go get help. I had to go get help. So I went to rehab. When I came out of rehab, when I was in jail, I thought, I listened to it and they got this. What kind of music is that? I said, what kind of blues is this? Cause the people in jail, some of us had phones and some of the black officers in there was playing Big Poke Bear and Tucker. And I said, what is this? And I fell in love with that. I fell in love with that. And as a result, of that, I became a star in a reality television show called I Love Southern Soul. I managed one of the hottest, artists in Louisiana by the name of Romy, Mr. Headbass. Shout out to him if you're watching. And, I used to go on, mic checks when we go out somewhere, I do mic checks and they kept saying, man, why don't you sing? Why don't you sing? Why don't you sing? I'm like, man, I ain't doing
it. And can I ask a question?
Yes, sir.
What about this song coming up? I hope this is the right one.
Woman, man, you need to talk now. Cause you got some explaining to do. Yes, you do. You see what I got in my hands, woman? I wanna know what it belongs to. Yes, I do. There can't be none of your brothers.
Your brothers.
Because you told me you ain't never ever had
one.
And it can't be our little boy's woman. Cause we ain't never ever had a son. It can't be your father's, because you told me he died your days before you were born. Tell me, evil woman, you better tell me what the hell is going on. I said you ain't playing fair, cause these ain't my underwear.
No, they're not. No, they're not.
No, these ain't my drawers.
No, they're not.
In the waist, and these drawers are size 32.
I don't wear little boys' drawers.
I only wear boxer briefs, and these little bitty drawers are Fruit of the Loom. Let me tell you one more game. There can't be none of your brothers. Because you ain't never ever had one.
Never had one.
And it can't be a little boy's woman.
A little boy.
You ain't never ever had a son.
Never had a son.
And it can't be a father's. Because you told me he died today before you were born. Tell me, evil woman. You better tell me what the hell is going on. I said you ain't playing for. Cause these ain't my underwear.
No, they're not. No, they're not.
No, these ain't my drawers.
No, they're not. No, they're not.
Hey, folks, where my guitar player? Woman, mean you need to talk now.
Cause you got some explaining to do. Yes, you do. You see what I got in my hands, woman? I want to know what it belongs to. Yes, I do. There can't be none of your brothers.
Your brothers.
Because you told me you ain't never, ever had
never
one.
And
it can't be our little boy's woman.
Our little boy.
Cause we ain't never, ever had a son.
Never.
And it can't be your father's, because you told me he died 2 days before you were born. Tell me, evil woman, you better tell me what the hell is going on. I said you ain't playing fair, cause these ain't my underwear.
No, they're not, no, they're not.
No, these ain't my drawers.
No, they're not.
In the waist, and these drawers are size 32.
I don't wear little boys' drawers.
I only wear boxer briefs, and these little bitty drawers are Fruit of the Loom. Yeah, yeah. Let me tell you one more again. There can't be none of your brothers. Because you ain't never ever had one.
Never had one.
And it can't be a little boy's woman.
A little boy.
You ain't never ever had a son.
Never had a son.
And it can't be a father. Because you told me he died 2 days before you were born. Tell me, evil woman, you better tell me what the hell is going on. I said you ain't living. Cause these ain't my underwear.
No, they're not. No, they're not.
No, these ain't my drawers.
No, they're not. No, they're not.
Hey, bro, where my guitar player?
Come on, man. Come on, sugar boy.
She want a sugar daddy, 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 daddy. She said she want a sugar daddy, sugar daddy.
Yeah. B, and D.A. the Waymaker. Special guest recording artist, the Sugar Daddy himself. Come on. Let's do it.
I just don't get it. Sugar Daddy's getting all the women, all the pretty ones. I mean, dang. What about this hard-working fellas? I mean, I got a job. I look nice. I got a car. I mean, I can treat you like a queen, but I can't do it like no Sugar Daddy. But see, but when I get you, it's gonna be genuine. That's the type of woman I want. I ain't got nothing against the Sugar Daddy. But what about me? Hell, I might as well just give up. Nah, I can't do that. Cause there's gonna be somebody out there.
Man,
for me.
I'm walking in the club, Jim. No, man. No, next thing I need is just a drink. Come on. The rest is history. This is Monday Night Madness. I said this is Monday Night Madness, the baddest on the planet. You hanging up with me, WB at DA, the Waymaker. Hey, we do this thing each and every week, Waymaker.
Yes, sir. Man,
we have so much fun. It should be illegal. You know what?
I'm going to start writing us a ticket myself. I'm going to do the writing of the ticket there. And we're going to let Sugar Daddy be the judge.
Sugar Daddy. Hey,
sir.
Aaron, sir.
Yes.
Mr. Collins. Man, this is what we do. This is no accident. We cut up like this each and every week. And with me and the Waymaker, I have the pleasure. We do this a couple of times a week, don't we?
Absolutely. Mondays and Wednesdays. We get you started on Monday. We get you through by Wednesday, okay?
That's right.
Okay. We got you.
It's like putting your car in the shop.
Hey, look here.
That's right.
Hey, Waymaker,
yes,
one
sir.
Line that we haven't talked about in a while. And something that caught my attention. You said, hey, bro, I'm down with you like four flat tires.
That's down.
You already know, baby.
Absolutely. Oh, my goodness. Mr. Collins,
yes,
thank
sir.
You for coming on this network, man, and having fun with us. This is called Monday Night Madness. We talk about music, fun, just laughter and whatever. And we don't have interviews. I mean, we have conversations.
That's it.
And your story is extremely interesting. I want to know, who writes your music for you?
Woo, that's a long one right there, man. Let me see. Well, I write, arrange, produce, and do my own backgrounds, whether it's three-part harmony or just regular background singing. I do pretty much everything that myself. I find a track. I make love to the track. I become intimate with the track. You know, I lay the track in the bed with me and let it talk to me and feel me. And then I just create music to it. I create lyrics to it, you know?
Man.
You know? Like, give you a good example. The song, She Said She Want a Sugar Daddy. So that was inspired by a real person, a person who I've grown to know and be very, very, very fond of. And it's really funny because it talks about, you know, that this person, it was just something about it. I said, this person wants a sugar daddy. You know, some people will misinterpret and say, well, you know, she want a dude that got money that's going to take care of her. But no, what I'm saying is that she says she want a sugar daddy, meaning that the fact that I am sugar daddy, she wants me. Mm. So it's like a double twist message with that, you know. So shout out to her. She's listening right now.
Wow.
Very saturated in my life, man. I mean, it's like when I was down and out, but like when I was down, when I was in the mud, I lift my hand up and she pulled me up. So,
Shout out.
Shout out. Everybody needs
my money. Everything, my, you know.
This is absolutely incredible. So, another question. When did you know that you had the it factor? You know where I'm going with this. Some people can sing, some people can play, but you have to have that it factor. And that means that you're connecting. You know what you know, and your audience knows what you know. When did you know that you had that?
See, one of the biggest things that like that is just that it's embedded in you. It ain't something that you have to learn. It's something you can't learn it. It has to be a part of. You have to make up your mind in whatever you're doing. The it factor is not just an it factor in music, but it's also the it factor in life. It's the it factor in employment. It's the it factor in everything.
That's where I'm going with this.
With me is concerned, music has always some type of way been one of the structural parts of my life that gives me guidance and hope, and it allows for me to cry when I don't want to cry out loud. It allows for me to express my feelings when I don't want to share them with nobody. And the way that I share them is that I share my feelings, my ideologies, my philosophies through my lyrics and my music. And some people say, and I say, oh, I know what you mean by that. Like one of the songs that you played, that you haven't played yet, is called Leave Me Alone. And it's based on, you know, relatively a loose real story, as well as These Ain't My Underwear. You know, when I was married, I found a razor in the shower window, and I had to go investigate, like, what is this? She didn't shave nothing on her body. I said it had to be somebody else. So 30 years later, that razor that was somebody else's that was found in that window become These Ain't My Underwear, that ain't mine. You know, I can't raise it. So I flipped it. And I wrote that song back in 1988. I wrote that song, These Ain't My Underwear, in 1988. And I finally brought it to life about a year and a half ago. It's the same song that I went and performed on Ricky Smiley at his start on karaoke night. A lot of people was doing their karaoke singing Gladys Knight and the Pimps and you know, Nita Baker. I went up there and did my own song. And luckily, on his Facebook page, 21,000 people loved it. I had like 1,000 comments on it. So people loved it. Like, who draws of these? And you know, it's like,
people want to know. It's amazing you picked that one.
And I've always, see, my writing style, and I like to think that the title of my songs, I like to make them different. I like to make them out of the box. Like, I have one that I'm working on called It Ain't Trickin' If You Got It. And I have another one called You Ain't All That. You Ain't All That. And that's based loosely on a true story. I had a woman who was beautiful as hell, and then loving was all my damn. But when it came to everything else, she wasn't nothing. She was nothing.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my. You know, Waymaker.
Yes, sir.
I just met this gentleman, like I said, a few hours ago. And I want to do some things here right now. And we're going to come back because, let's see, we have... Man, oh man, several songs that I wanted to introduce. Well, why don't we do this right now? Ooh, oh! Yeah. I like that already.
Well, leave me alone.
While you're stalking me and playing games on my phone.
Yeah.
That I did you wrong. How many times I gotta tell you, girl?
You knew it was only a one night stand.
Leave me alone.
Come on.
Can y'all feel it, beat? Can you feel it?
Leave me alone. 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 Get on about your business.
That's it. Anybody out there tell me that the buzz is not the baddest on the planet? Come on. Because I'm going to need the seats. Come on. That's right.
This is the place where talent meets the world, y'all.
You want receipts? Bring them. This is the Buzz Studio W Monday Night Madness hanging out with me, WP and DA Waymaker,
yes,
special guest. Hey, Mr. Sugar Daddy, Mr. Yep, yep. Aaron Collins, sir. Woo. Oh man, it was amazing. And you have a story to tell. Now, we're not done yet because you've also worked. Did I see something about TK Soul Search? Oh no. Oh my God. My sister Emma, she's going to go crazy. Oh my God. TK Soul, Sir Charles Jones, Poke Bear.
Yep.
Calvin Richardson.
Yes.
Man. Oh man. Oh man. Emma. If you're missing this, you're missing a treat right now. Because oh my God, my sister. She is in love with Sir Charles Jones. Matter of fact, there is a backstage video with her hugging him and stuff like that. And I don't know how she got backstage. She's not
That's
in
Emma.
The press.
That's Emma.
I have no idea how she got backstage, a DA.
That's Emma. That's you know Miss Emma, she gonna find a way to make a way, okay?
And so I know she's gonna absolutely love you, my friend, as well. Your music, your inspiration, some of the artists that you've worked with, how yep. did you, coming from your beginning to your middle, which, and you made a way to increase your knowledge. You got 6 degrees. Mm-hmm. You have a lot of education. You spent your time just learning.
And, I did.
And, you know, and I believe that a lot of that came along with polishing, taking your crafts and just working. And that tells a lot about your character and how you work. And how does that transform into your music?
I mean, well, you know, it's a grueling process, you know, like coming from a drug addict and, you know, even, relapsing a couple of times, you know, throughout adulthood, you know, and it destroyed me real bad. I mean, like the drugs, I used it so much and, you know, so frequent that I developed congestive heart failure. It destroyed me, you know, it destroyed me real bad, you know, and it's like, and you know, when you have a doctor that says, hey, look here, man, we didn't think you was going to make it, you know, that does something to you, makes you want to just say, you know what, I'm done. And the cool thing about it is that I use fake, false excuses to justify a fake reason to use.
Mm.
And it was like, oh my God.
Is that when you realize, stop fooling yourself, or what was that turning point?
I think the turning point became when the doctor said, man, we almost thought we lost you. And that was painful. You know, even I was struggling at times, like, you know, because like when I got off of it, I had to rebuild my heart and didn't have the money to like get medication. But I can tell you one thing, that DA man right there, that DA man with that cowboy hat right there, in a time of need, I feel a shout coming on. In a time of need, he was there for me to help me get my medication. And I'll never, ever forget him for that.
Well, you know where?
At a time of need, he was there. If you don't know the Waymaker that I know, you might want to get a chance to know him. Because when you're down and out, when they know that you see it, see, all you have to do is pray for it and just watch what happened.
Well, let me just share with you.
Thank you.
Well, let me just share with you how well I know the man. I've never heard your music except for when we just came on today. That's the first time, because I've said this, I don't know how many times, the Waymaker has had it. I've said it in front of his face, behind his back. Okay. That if the Waymaker sends somebody to me, I don't even have to listen to their music before we go on live. And I've made it a thing with me. I don't listen to any artist music before we go on the station. That's how much I trust him.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord.
And no, it's no question about it. Yes. And guess what?
Thank you.
Guess what? I think we batting 100,000. With that.
Absolutely. Without a strikeout. Thank you, Jesus.
And no strikeouts. Come on. Can we do this one? Right here? Are you serious right now?
I don't want no hip-hop. Hip-hop. I don't want no jazz. I don't want no jazz. Give me that music to make the women.
This is another one.
Come on, Mr. DJ.
That's real
good. You know exactly what I want. Don't give me no disco. Ooh, don't give me no. Give me my southern soul. Give me my. Give me my. Give me my. Give me my southern soul, yeah. I used to like reggae, I used to like rap, and I used to like rap. Southern soul and the blues, it's definitely where it's at.
Come on.
It's the Gulf Coast music, for the young and the old.
You better check it. Studio W The Buzz. Global Radio. Man, oh man, oh man. Hey, welcome back. Now, there's a couple of things we want to do before we excuse our guest tonight. We are honored to have Aaron, Mr. Sugar Daddy, Collins. Do you want to come close to the mic, or you've gotten so relaxed on this broadcast?
Sorry about that.
No, hey, my friend, I'm having a blast, man. I hope you're having as much fun as I am. Thank you. Thank you so much for that. And thank the Waymaker. And I want to do something here because there is a gentleman that made this entire thing possible.
WD,
yes, sir.
Before we get to that, we done let him stay on here too long for him not to give the people what they want. Okay? I need Sugar Daddy. Uh-huh. Every artist that's been on this show.
Okay.
Have you need the audience what they want, and they want to hear you a cappella, okay? Every artist done perform a cappella. But now, the song that I want you to sing is my song.
He Rescued Me.
Woo, Lord Jesus.
Oh, okay.
Come on, Sugar Daddy.
He said he want, he rescued me. Lord, have mercy. Can I tell you my story?
Go ahead.
Can I tell you my story?
Why don't you?
I gotta tell you a story. You say it's all about me. It's how the devil led me captive, but the Lord came and set me free. See, I was hooked on drugs. I was running in and out of jail. Yeah, I had a one-way ticket, y'all. I was going straight to hell. Ooh, then God delivered me, and it changed my life. And through his mercy and his grace,
come on.
I'm living right. Ooh, yes. He rescued me. Yeah. He rescued me.
Yes, Lord.
When I was hooked on drugs.
Come on.
He rescued me. When I was down and out, he rescued me. When I lost my way, he rescued me. That old dope had me homeless.
Come on.
I had in the streets.
Come on.
I had to bang bar steel just to get me something to eat. I tried to quit, but I couldn't. Yeah. I got high every day. Somebody told me about the Savior. I got down on my knees and I prayed. Ooh, God delivered me.
Yes.
And it changed my life. And through his mercy and his grace, I'm living right. Ooh,
yes,
he rescued me.
Yes,
he rescued me. When I was down and out, he rescued me.
Yes, Lord.
He rescued me.
Come on, Jesus.
He rescued me. Oh, he rescued me. There you go.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Let me tell you.
That.
Quit telling them stories.
Yes, he rescued me.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Down
yes,
and out. Sure did.
Yes. I promise you, I love that song. I love the story behind that because that is a true song. And I can feel it when you sing it.
That's right.
Because knowing some of your story, God is who you say he is.
Yeah, I'm on my way. I'm going to Dallas coming up next month. I got to go record this song with the guy that wrote created the track, Awesome Bo. And next month is going to be the time I am going to go. And I am going to go record that track. I got a few things coming up. I'm working with City Boy P out of Houston. Also working with Jerry Flood out of North Carolina. So we got a few things. A few things coming up and working on. And by the grace of God, everything should pan out the way I want it.
Tell the people where can they find your music.
Oh, you can find my music on all digital platforms. I'm with Music Access. They're my distributors. And I'm on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music. I'm on Pandora. I'm CD Baby. I'm SoundCloud. I am everywhere. You can find me YouTube everywhere.
Is it Sugar Under Daddy. Sugar Daddy, Under Sugar Daddy, or?
Under Sugar Daddy, yeah. Under Sugar Daddy, yeah.
How you spelling Sugar Daddy?
SugarDaddy.
All right. Man, I want to play one more thing before we let you go, my brother, and if you can comment on this or not.
Okay.
Let's try it.
Fred, you know how you can tell when a woman is lying? Her mouth be moving. Let me tell you this.
You know that one, you dumb.
You know.
Oh man, it's Buffett. I can't believe it. Oh my goodness. Now, is that on Spotify?
That's on CD Baby. I was, a guy by the name of King Fred. Shout out to King Fred out of, he's from Mississippi and he lived not too far from me in Alabama. A hell of an artist. And, he created an idea and he said he invited me to come on it with him. And we came up with the song Lies, talking about not all women, but some of the women that lie. Uh-huh. And I particularly tell them women, quit telling them stories. You know that they ain't true. You said you heard it from so-and-so, but we know it came from you. You remember that boy who cried wolf? He cried his last cry. I think you two are related. Now I see why you lie. That's how it go. Yeah.
Oh, my God. I can't believe that song, it just buffered on me, right? I wanted to play that as well. But anyway, thank you so much for coming on, my friend.
Thank you so much, man. Thank you for having me. Thank, Mr. The Waymaker. You know, I got to tell you this quick story. I met The Waymaker. He was in Crestview, Florida. I came to a show with Mr. Willie Mack, and the first person I met was him, and he said, ain't nobody told you you can perform, because I'm the one to run this. So I was allowed to come in and he tell his wife, he said, look, baby, watch him. If he ain't no good, she gonna tell me. So one of the greatest things is that after I performed, Waymaker asked, he said, baby, how you doing? She said, yeah, he did pretty good. I like it. He did good. He said, all right then, cause I was gonna kick you out.
See, you just gave me another nickname for him. I'm gonna have to start calling him the bouncer. So,
you man told me, who told you you can come up? This is my show.
I know you're telling the truth. I'm laughing because I know you're telling the truth.
Yeah, that's how we met, and then you know, so I'm in line to come be able to grace and do one of his shows in the future. I'm just excited and just moved for that.
Oh man, oh man, oh man, oh man, oh man.
Hey. Absolutely. Looking forward to it.
Hey, Waymaker. Oh man.
Sugar Daddy.
Man.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much.
Waymaker.
Yes, sir.
Hey, brother, due to the holidays, we won't be together for a whole week. What would you like to share with the audience right now?
Man, it's amazing. Thank you for giving me this opportunity, because I was just sitting thinking today about all the family members I lost this year.
Mm.
Oh my goodness. Losing both of my sisters within a month apart, my oldest sister on my birthday and my other baby sister a month later. And it's having a family reunion. My family getting together because we lost a lot of family members this year. So I said this to say that, I said that to say this, is that this is the time that we must come together as a family, as a country, as a community, and show more love, because a lot of stuff is happening. And we will hate for, as my grandmama would say, the sun go down. And I still got a frown on my face about you. Mm-hmm. So let's pick up the phone and call our family and tell them how much we love them and tell them how much we appreciate them and how thankful we are for them to be in our life. And if you have a chance to enjoy Thanksgiving holidays with your family, be safe on the road, enjoy your family, love on your family, and give God all the grace and mercy. Thank you.
Well said, my friend. So, you know, man, what we're going to do tonight, I'm going to end the broadcast and wish everyone, before I do that, I want to thank you guys for listening in. You could be doing something else, but thank you for your support and your support by listening in. Every like that you click, every time you find or somebody subscribe. And speaking of that, I'm going to ask that you go to the website and you click on this show in about 24 hours, or you can go back to all of Monday Night Madness or Cultural Excellence or some of your favorites, and you're going to always get a great show. And then you can subscribe, leave a comment about that show. You can listen to it again, and then scroll down. You can leave a comment. Now, just go to studio.buzz. Studio.buzz. That means you can reach us anywhere around the world. No excuses. Anywhere around the world. Okay? We're also available on... I was riding around in my car today, and actually it was a loner because my car is exit, and this one had Apple CarPlay in there. Okay? Man, I was listening to the buzz using Apple CarPlay.
Wow.
Apple CarPlay, Google Play, Alexa.
Yes.
Oh, the apps. Don't forget to go to your Apple App Store, studio.buzz, studio.buzz, Android Studio W. Waymaker, I have to acknowledge the gentleman that introduced me to you.
Absolutely.
And that was the catalyst for making all of this happen. And I have to give thanks to my brother, Derek, the Change Man Smith.
Yeah. Well, no. That's a good way to send us off, baby.
Hey, good night, everyone.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Happy Thanksgiving to you. Happy holidays.
Yes, sir.
On behalf of yours truly, WB and DA, the Waymaker. Enjoy.
Try to tell myself.
Yes. Keep a smile on your face. And do what you can to put a smile on someone else.
Come on. To tell you the truth. Almost died about it. Oh, baby. I'm still crazy.
I'm crazy.
Still you crazy about you. I know you moved on. You got a new family. I heard you got three kids. And they say your oldest boy looks like me. Heard that you're doing good on your job. You got a promotion, but I hope that man is treating you good, giving you love and devotion. But oh.